Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-in. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it was a riveting Thursday night football game as the Ravens overcome a 21-7 deficit to beat the Bengals 35-34, and there was some talk about the last play of that game. Jamar Chase is always open. If you didn't know, if you didn't hear his post-game interview, he's always open. But that did not occur. He was not found on that two-point conversion attempt. So now the Bengals are in a hole.
I did think that it was a bad play call. I'll say that. And I know that there was people on, you know, the X last night that were kind of wondering whether or not Jamar Chase was throwing shade at Joe Burrow or anybody else in that situation. When what he said, he was like, Joe doesn't always, he said, basically, I'm always open, but Joe doesn't always see it that way. And I didn't feel like it was shade. I don't know how you could throw shade at a quarterback when you go for 250 and three tuds. It doesn't seem like that's what he was trying to do. But when I saw the play, I was like, it's a terrible play call. You're going to your second string tight end running a whip route into the flat. And it was like, that's what y'all came up with? Like, with the game on the line, you came up with a whip route to Tanner Hudson? So I think that, first of all, I think they disguised the coverage really well. I think Joe Burrow thought he was getting a cover zero blitz look, and then they all back off and drop into coverage.
Well, he does get hit on that play.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he got crunched.
He did get hit, and so he had to get the ball out. I think that I didn't love the play call, and I think they would have probably gone with a different design if they could have it back, and it's just not the look they got, and that's what they ended up with.
I also thought it was early contact there at the play, but, you know, you lose the game 35-34. There's plenty of other plays that you didn't make on the field.
Well, you let a team come back with a deficit of being down 21-7.
The fumble by the running back for Cincinnati, I'm drawing a blank on
Brown.
His name. Yeah, because he's in for Zach Moss. Yeah. So he fumbles, and immediately Baltimore goes to make it 21-14, and you could tell that, at that point, you're like, this ain't good. Momentum has swung in this matchup.
And this is a division rivalry. You're Cincinnati. You're on the road because it's obviously in Baltimore. Not a fan of the uniforms. Too much purple. Give me the black helmets. You're going to have all purple.
Yeah, I liked them. What? I liked both uniforms last night. I thought it was a good look.
I didn't think the Bengals were really that much different than normal. But, yeah, I don't like the all-purple. The helmets, you could barely see the logo. The matte purple helmet with the shiny gloss sticker decal. I need a little differentiation from that. But whatever. It's what you want.
You know what? They almost kind of look Vikings-esque.
Yeah, they do. That's a good call, Tiff, with the gold.
That is a good call.
The gold numbers. I'm glad Thursday Night Football is good again, though. Whoever decided to make Thursday Night Football good again with the matchups, because we had like a year and a half, 2 years.
It was longer than that.
The last thing I wanted to see was a Jacksonville Texans matchup where you had two quarterbacks who were going to be out of the league in a year.
Yeah.
Playing on a Thursday night in November.
For sure. You had the Blake Bortles type games.
Yeah.
But I think it was more than just a year and a half to me. It was like, 2017 to like 2021. Like
yeah.
Every year I'm like, man, this is rough.
Was it 27? Were those the Color Rush games?
Yes.
Some of those, yeah.
That was dead in the middle of the Color Rush. You know, I remember the Jets and whoever was wearing red, maybe it was the Texans. And I'm like, you know, red, green colorblind, and I'm trying to watch the Color Rush, and I'm like, I don't see anything.
There's a ton of people coming out,
dude,
talking about that and how
I was
could
lost.
Not see the game.
I was as lost as last year's Easter egg, man. And it was brutal.
It was funny because we played Tampa in a Color Rush game in 2016. And we wore like all whites, and I just remember looking and saying, "These are just our road uniforms."
Yeah,
but there somebody goes, "No, no, no, the socks don't have the black in them." I said, "Oh, okay." But I like all whites. But no, it's good to have these good Thursday night games again. Like the primetime games, even the Monday night football games, have been good matchups this year.
Yeah.
And for a while it was you couldn't have both. You couldn't have a good Thursday night and Monday night game.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that they're all of a sudden good? I have a theory, and my theory is that they have done a good job targeting great top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL and not having Thursday night games where you might end up with one of these other, you know, type of games.
I was just going to say that the TV networks when they re-upped the deal said, "Look, you got to do a better job. We know you have this fake little formula that you claim that you use where everything's random. It's not. But we need to have good matchups on prime times. We're paying a crap ton of money, and we deserve good matchups. You're cheating us and your viewers." And so I think the NFL has put a conscious effort. Now, if it's to do it based on what you're saying is, let's put top-tier quarterbacks together, that may very well be a part of it. But you know, I say that because we had a good game last week on Halloween Tiff that was kind of bad. You know, the Jets Texans ended up being a pretty good game, but it wasn't necessarily a fun game like the one you saw last night.
Also true. But when you look at the Ravens now, because it started off the season, I remember people kind of hitting a little bit of the panic button because you lose to a Raiders team, you lose to the Chiefs. But then you rattle off a stretch of wins before having that hiccup against the Browns. But now they've bounced back from that with winning their second game in a row. Are they still, I feel like, in command in the AFC North?
Well, it's hard to answer because the Steelers are technically the first place team. But the Steelers have not played an AFC North game yet. So, and to me, if you look at the Ravens, they're 2-1 in the division. So I tend to lean towards yes. The thing for me is...
And they get the Steelers, by the way, next week.
Dang.
So
will the Ravens' defense come back to hurt them? Because their defense is nowhere near... They've given up 253 points already this season. They're not the team they were defensively last year. However... They might be better this year offensively with the addition of Derrick Henry.
This is also true with Henry just going off this year, right? He looks like he actually never lost the fountain of youth. He's just maintained it, and I mean the guy can't be stopped.
That's a dog.
It's pretty ridiculous.
And Lamar is maybe as good, if not better, than last year.
Man,
because of it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.